Hey Adam, welcome to Interlochen Public Radio.
Hi, thank you, Amanda.
So you're joining us from your apartment in Memphis, and you just relocated to Memphis pretty recently. You were with the Detroit Symphony Orchestra until last year, and then are in Memphis. So, what led you to leave the DSO and go to Memphis?
It was a number of things. One of the big ones being that I can be a little bit closer to my family here, both in Memphis and my family that lives in Texas. That connection, along with the fact that this is a full-time position that I have here in Memphis, whereas opposed to in Detroit, I was a fellow, so I wasn't playing all the time. So I'm getting a lot more playing experience, and I can kind of explore my own abilities a little bit more as a principal player. While I was in Detroit, I rotated around the section a lot, which was fantastic to develop flexibility. But now I get to just play a lot of solos, which is stressful but fun.
And now, let's see. I'm gonna guess the barbecue in Memphis is better, but the pizza in Detroit is better. Is that fair?
Oh, absolutely. Detroit barbecue is it's fine. I'll accept it if it's good. But Memphis barbecue is. I might say it's better than Texas barbecue, which might get me slaughtered by some of my friends.
Oh, because you're from Texas, you grew up in Texas.
Yeah, I love Texas barbecue, but Memphis style, just something about it.
Well, Adam Sadbury, you not only spent some time in Detroit, but when you were a teenager, you were up here at Interlochen for some summer. So tell us about your time at Interlochen.
Oh, man. That was a pivotal summer for me at Interlochen. It was my first time away from home with only musicians. I shouldn't say only musicians because Interlochen is everything arts related, but I got to play in a phenomenal orchestra and was surrounded by inspiration all the time. And also just, Interlochen's a really beautiful place on its own, so.
I understand you had a formative experience here involving kazoos.
Yes. So I went to both the arts camp and the Flute Institute, and at the Flute Institute, there's a tradition of bringing out kazoos and playing something. And the year that I was there, we played Cécile Chaminade's concertino, which is one of the most famous flute pieces of all time. And I didn't know that kazoo was my original passion. It's really the instrument I should have picked to begin with because I learned a lot about myself playing it. It's a lot of fun.
You had another formative experience as a teenage musician when you appeared on From the Top with Christopher O'Reilly.
Right.
I want to share this audio with our listeners. Here's a clip of your appearance on From the Top.
On stage with me now is one of those Jack Kent Cook young artists. His name is Adam Sadbury. He's 17 years old, and he comes from Montgomery, Texas. Adam, you and I will be performing the Ballade for Flute and Piano by the Swiss composer Frank Martin. I understand at the beginning you didn't like this piece when your teacher suggested you learn it.
Absolutely. The Ballade by Frank Martin is an awesome piece and I really enjoy it, but when my teacher first told me about it, I thought it was the most ridiculous thing ever. The technical requirements of the piece are, are out of this world, and there's a lot of musicality involved. The emotional level throughout the entire piece shifts constantly, so it's a battle to be able to keep my mind together while I'm playing it.
What sorts of images come to mind when you're playing this piece?
Well, actually, the very first image that comes to mind while I'm playing it is a little bit of zombie attack. the opening page of the piece is really ominous and kind of spooky, and whenever I first started learning about it, I envisioned zombies slowly rising from the ground and going to invade the local Walmart.
Well, let's play this and I'll eat your pick your brains a little bit afterwards.
So now, what's it like hearing that a few years down the road from your From the Top appearance? I believe that was 2014 when you were on there.
Wow, that was definitely the first time I've heard that, probably since it was broadcast. So it's a little bit embarrassing. I still stand by my zombie notion. I think that's still an accurate representation of the piece.
So anytime you play the Martin now, you still picture the zombie apocalypse?
Just a little bit, yeah. In slow stages. Instead of just a Walmart, I'd probably include like a Kroger and Whole Foods at some point. You know, there's a nice margin of
good, more inclusive.
Yeah.
Well, Adam Sadbury, you are joining us via Zoom from your apartment in Memphis, and you are not going to play zombie music for us today. You're going to play a tango etude by Astor Piazzolla. So tell us a little bit about this piece.
Sure. So this is the third of the tango etudes. It's in a collection of six. They were originally written for flute, but also adapted for violin. And they were specifically written to help classical musicians embrace the tango, to understand the style and to just add a little bit more to their musical arsenal. So yeah, the rhythm is the most important aspect of this music by far. So there are a lot of very strict sections and then others that are a lot more freeing, and it's to just help get a sense of, I think I can say this, the sensuality of the tango.
Well, let's hear it. This is flutist Adam Sadbury. He's joining us from his apartment in Memphis, Tennessee, playing the Tango Etude number 3 for solo flute by Astor Piazzolla. Flutist Adam Sadbury with the Tango Etude No. 3 of Astor Piazzolla. Adam's joining us via Zoom from his apartment in Memphis. Adam, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
I gotta ask, how do your neighbors feel about you making music in the building?
You know, I've actually been really lucky here because these walls are really thick in this building, so if they're in their apartments, they don't hear me, but if they're walking down the hallways, they'll hear every note that I play. So if I run into someone at the elevator, sometimes they'll be like, hey, I like those scales. that's the motivation I need to keep going.
Well, good to know that you are keeping your neighbors amused. So what are you working on now during this time while you're at home? I assume the symphony is not rehearsing right now.
Right. I'm spending a lot of time just on fundamentals in my playing, really. So I'm going ham, I should say, with my fundamentals and etudes and just doing all the things I don't normally get to do. It's nice to have this much time, although the circumstances are obviously not ideal. So doing a lot of that. I'm also spending a lot of time reading and going on walks. And I have like an old school racer that I like, the scooter that I ride around my neighborhood to keep me entertained. Just kind of trying to cover all the bases and not go crazy.
That pretty much applies to all of us right now, I think. So, and you're staying clear of zombies.
I hope so.
Okay. Well, Adam Sadbury, thank you so much for joining us today via Zoom here on Interlochen Public Radio.
That's my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.